Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
Hello. What's up, world? What's up, A? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to you speaker. And I'm always tickled at every show because, you know, I just can't do right. I'm just not going to do right. I mean, I could cut my mic on while the music is playing, but my producer said you need to stay on mute when you're not talking because we can hear your background. So I don't want to be like one of the other hosts here whose background always sounds like she's flying a jet or something. So I'm mute. And then it gets stuck, which is not my fault that the damn thing gets stuck. But how well, I take, I don't know how many seconds trying to get off mute so I can talk. Bear with my voice tonight. I was going to make up some kind of lie, but I'm sleepy. So that's why it sounds like this. Oh, well. Welcome to High Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Be well, because I'm a beautiful nightmare. I want to welcome our new listeners. Welcome, 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 welcome. And to all the old listeners, thank you for listening in again. I want to let you, look, for those of you who hear me on Facebook, I'm live now. I can't type back and respond. Catch me on break at 9:15. That's all I can tell you. Okay, back to what I was doing while I was so rude. Damn it! Feezy, do something about them. They interrupted me. So anyway, we're going to be rolling 6 to 7 days a week. God damn it, are you serious? This is not right. However,
close your Facebook out so it don't do it.
Close it out?
Yeah, just close your Facebook page out and then you can finish what I do.
Okay, because you hear it, don't you? I mean, it's lit up. I wanna see what they said. I'm scared I might lose my messages. So So I'll come back later. Anyway, we're going to be coming to you all. Thieves is going to let us know if we're going to go next week, start going 5, 6 to 7 days a week, because the demand is high. We have thousands of listeners with the hottest things smoking. For those of you all who don't know, we have video promos on YouTube, Facebook, a few of the name pages, our name page, hottalkradio.name.com. So if you want to see, we have one that's overall everyone that's at Hot Talk Radio, and then we have separate video promos. Very interesting. Check them out. So, shout out to the hosts here at Hot Talk Radio. We got JD, Black Clark Kent, Fat Polo the One, TAK the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Big Thieves, MC Swerve, Live from the Fret House, Murder Mall, please go easy on them. Mama Roxy, Twin Folks, they be holding it down with us, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Bread Brothers, who was just on the show not too long ago. Shouts out to Backbone from Dungeon Family. Shouts out to the affiliates, DJ Brad. I wanted to give shouts out to our promoters, APE GME, Apple J, of course, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, what's up, JK Jones, EOFAM, MPM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotions, Twin Productions, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub Beats. For those of you all who know who Dub Beats is, that wonderful Lady Libra intro, because we had two from him. The intro you heard today, the first one was by Twin Folks. Our boys from Chi-Town, those beautiful twins that look like triplets. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by that, they're twins that perform, but the older brother is the manager of them, and they all three of them look alike. They're on my page as well. If you want to look them up on Facebook, type in TWINFOLKZ, and you'll see them. They're doing a lot of things on High Talk Radio. They got that Obama's in our pocket. I'm sure Thieves are going to let y'all hear because we got a lot of new listeners tonight. And, yes, I do like to drink before and during the show. For those of you all who don't know Lady Libra, get to know me. However, shout out to Power Moves and Kingston Entertainment. For any information that you want to know about any other promoters, anything we got going on, any suggestion, any topics you want to send, anybody that wants to be a guest on the show, who wants to introduce some new music, whatever it is that you want to do and you want to reach us outside of Facebook, hit us up at hottalkradio@gmail.com. Also, visit and join our name page, hottalkradio.name.com. Now, you can join that page and you can actually get to the radio from that page. The store will be there. There's a lot of stuff we're still working on because we're doing big things here at Hot Talk Radio. And without you all, we couldn't do it. We love you. Thank you. For those of you all who like to keep up with the events, the APE, GME, Apple J, Power Moves has, you can also join the events page at yachtpartyboys.name.com. I just came back from Miami from doing a yacht party over the weekend. For those of you all that like to stay up with what's going on with Freaknik, because Freaknik is not just a one-time-a-year event anymore. J.K. Jones is taking it year-long and taking it to other states as well. You can join him at freaknikatl.com. You can also join our fan page on Facebook at Hot Talk Radio. That's three separate words. Or, you know what, just Google it. I give you this information where you could just type it in Hot Talk Radio. Information will come up and you can find us. We're not that hard. We're also on Twitter. You know, I love to start off with saying happy birthday to my friends. I want to start out with my friends today who have birthdays on tag. Happy birthday, Dwayne T. and Eric B. No, that's not Eric B. and Rakim, I don't think. Maybe I'll send them a message and ask them. But however, my Facebook friends that have birthdays today, Claude Lundy, Kai Jones, and Tab, respected get gone. Hey, there it is. Respect it or get gone. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. We don't go on tomorrow, so you know I like to tell the ones tomorrow, if you live to make it, happy birthday. This is from Tag, so you know the names are a little different than on Facebook. Happy birthday, Hurt So Good. Happy birthday, Dion. Damn. Happy birthday, Roland. The Laid Back Beach. I have no clue what the fuck none of that means, but happy birthday. My Facebook friend who has a birthday tomorrow, Nicola Davis. Happy birthday. All right, people. Now, I'm done with that shit. All right. Now, today is To Trust or Not to Trust Tuesday. For those of you out that tuned in Sunday, we have some weird things to jump off Sunday, which that's what we do. You know, we're weird, and weird shit happens. So we were in the middle of starting off our show with, no, I'm not going to do this. How do I unplug the phone? Oh, can you call back after 11 o'clock? Thank you. Please don't cuss me out. But I mean, if I didn't say nothing, we're going to keep calling. So anyway, we start off with this topic, shh, it's a secret, Sunday. All of a sudden, somebody made a mistake and hit a pole and my lights went out. So just so happened, switchboard, the way it's set up, because you dial in, is ran through the phone, so we were able to keep the show going. Feezy and Swerve were on location at a party, so there was nobody to work the switchboard. We couldn't take any callers. We couldn't play any music. So we end up just pretty much freestyling the whole Sunday. Mama Rossi was trying to get her husband to tell a secret. He said he didn't have any secrets. I mean, it was just crazy. So what we decided to do was have a spinoff from Sunday today for those that didn't get a chance to vent and tell the secret, because, you know, we bound here by Hot Talk Radio law not to tell anybody your secret. You know, you just might have something on your chest you want to get off. This is the place to do it. You can call in. You can be Ubuntu. Nobody gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to tell nobody. Hi, Ubuntu, what is your secret? And also, since it's Tuesday, you know, we're going to find out, should we trust or should we not trust? That is the question. Well, world, for those that tuned in Sunday, we are keeping our promise. Technical difficulties caused us to freestyle the show, literally. Shh, it's a secret Sunday will be intertwined with today's show topic. Who do you trust? Does trust really exist? To what extent do you trust the closest person to you? Who do you trust to hold your biggest, darkest, deepest secret? When a relationship has come to an end, why does the outpouring of secrets start? Can trust survive after a relationship is dead? People, we're talking about all kinds of relationships, not just courtship. The doctors can set you free. That's if you want to be. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Let's go.
What up, Mo? What up? You know it's your girl, KC. Oh, hey. I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and yeah. Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know, love. If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you. I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing.
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right.
Wow. Wow, world. So that's what I'm talking about. To trust or not to trust? That is the question. We are doctors here at High Talk Radio, and we not only hear the mind, but we hear the soul and the heart as well. We got Dr. Swerve in the house, Dr. Mama Rising, Dr. DJ Sweet, Dr. DJ Feezy. Dr. Murder Maul, please, go easy on them. We're here to heal the world, not hurt them. I just need to know. I just want to know why, and is there anybody that I can trust out there? Because I want to trust you, Mama Rising.
Man, please.
Can I trust you?
I can't trust your ass, I tell you that.
You know what?
I'm just being real. It's trust for twos is whatever. I don't trust you.
I'm glad you ain't over here because by now I've been on slapped you.
What's up, world? This is Mama Rice in the building. What's up, Feezy?
What's happening?
What's going on? Shout out to DJ Feezy playing that beautiful Keisha Cole, KC. Keisha Cole, where you at? You don't have the baby. The baby's finna be 3 months old Friday. I need another CD, please. Shouts out to KC. What's up, Monica on King Road? Old local celebrity, what's up? What? Lady Libra, don't start this shit.
She is not local.
See, that's why you can't trust somebody. You can't trust because of people like her.
People like me.
Yeah. Swerve. Where's
what's
Dr. That, Swerve?
Man? Dr. Swerve is in the building. Hey, what's the deal?
Are you going line to line?
Hey, I know one motherfucking thing. I know one thing I can trust is this motherfucking Shine to get me fucked up as it always does. So
oh, buddy.
Lane to lane, baby.
I just want to know. Can you? Is there anybody that you do you feel like you can really trust anybody out there? I mean, does trust really exist, or is it just a word that people use to get what they want out of people? You know, I trust you with this secret. So you know when somebody tell you that they trust you with something, you turn around and feel like you ought to trust their ass.
Oh, the trust is definitely out there. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if you really want me to break it down right now. If you want me to break it down for one of our callers that may have a little issue with that, you know what I'm saying? Because I get it to you how it's supposed to go. You already know that.
I mean, because I'm having a problem. I just don't trust. And I'm trying to figure out, is trust really out there?
It's out there. You know what I'm saying? It's out
there. Can you go ahead and break it down, you know, because once we get, you know how they do. It's 9:21. They're going, the line is already full. Everybody's just listening, Swerve. They're there, boo. They're there. But we need to continue to talk and start enlightening. So maybe somebody will say, well, you know what, I'll go ahead and throw my hand up. It sounds safe. You know, they ain't beating up people and cursing them out tonight. You know, but 10 o'clock going to roll around, and then they're going to all try to rush in, and they're going to start texting. We can't get through, so we're going to go ahead and start because I'm just confused because I'm just tired of having friends that as soon as, you know, I do something they don't like, then they feel like whatever secret I told them or something I trusted them with no longer stands. What the fuck is that? Where is the loyalty? Why is it that you can't be the kind of friend to me that you proclaimed you were to me when we were, you know, on good terms? Why is it just because we decided to part ways, I'm a bitch? Or, you know, I snore when I sleep, or, you know, whatever it is that you feel you need to say to make yourself feel better. Why is that? Help me, Swerve.
All right, I'll start it off and tell you like this. First of all, it's a difference between trust and stupidity. You know what I'm saying? See, when you trust somebody, there's levels of trust. A lot of women, I ain't gonna say you, but a lot of women have issues with trust because, and you see them jumping from friend to friend, and they got a whole new clique every 6 months. You know what I'm saying? That all of a sudden they new best friends. Stop telling these motherfuckers all your business, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And you only known them for a couple of months. That's stupidity. You know what I'm saying? And then you mad because now they telling all your business after y'all fall out and you with your new 6 month crew. You know what I'm saying? But trust, you know what I'm saying? Like, I trust everybody right off the rip. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's different levels of trust.
Okay.
I can't not trust nobody and I just met them. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't done nothing to break my trust for them. Now, does that mean that they come to me and be like, man, let me hold a stack? No. That don't mean, and I'm going to pay you back Friday. No, I don't trust you to pay me back Friday. And I just met you 3 days ago, you know what I'm saying? That would be stupidity on my part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to weigh it out, and as you build your friendship, like my boys, we've been together forever. I trust them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because they're my dogs, and we ain't never had no problems, you know what I'm saying? Not over no female, no money, no nothing. We had disagreements, but ain't none of us ever turned on each other.
Hey, we had a problem this weekend. Niggas rolled off with my motherfucking house keys. I trust niggas to be exactly who they are. That's what I trust. That's what I trust.
I'm glad they don't have your address.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, baby.
It's different with niggas. Females and niggas is different when it comes to trust. Hoes
right.
is backstabbing, deceitful, the conniving. I mean, the game is totally, totally different when it comes to niggas trusting. The trust, I mean, I can't even, it's just hard to even explain how the trust is when you're dealing with women.
Right.
You can say you have a friend, and y'all can grow up together. I'm talking about playing the mud together, eat white dirt together. I'm talking about eat mud pies together, grow up together, change your pad in each other. I mean, y'all can be so motherfucking.
Now, I don't do no shit like that. That's
Creole
Roll
shit. Listen, I'm
that's
just
that Creole Roll shit, y'all.
Whatever. South
we
side
don't do
that
on the West End side.
Anyway. Like I said, women, we can play that role. Oh, you know, we blood sisters. I love you. This and that, this and that. But women have that slick hate going on. It's all if you with a girl and that's your girl, your ace boom whatever, and that other girl has insecurity issues or she feel that you're prettier than her or she's looking you up and down in like an inner hate type, it's gonna be some hate going on. So that way. It's just the trust is never 100%. Never. I don't learn my lesson hanging with hoes. That's why I ain't got no friends. My husband said, John, do I got some friends? Mm-hmm. I ain't got, they don't like me, and I don't give a fuck because I don't trust them. Well, I do know how to pick people. If I go on food line, you trying to tell me I don't know how to pick nobody?
Mm-hmm. I'm not picking no friends.
Well, anyway, that's his opinion. But yeah, that's what it is. I know.
Yes, for the record, I can't hear shit. My speaker acting up, so I'm just going with the flow.
Something always wrong with her.
I can't. What the fuck? I didn't build this goddamn computer.
Stop pouring all that liquor on the switchboard. It'll be alright.
I always talk this book. I can't hear. I know somebody saying something smart.
Oh,
you can
Lord.
Trust. You could trust me to whoop your ass. How about that?
Yeah, right. He ain't gonna lift the goddamn. I trust you. There she goes with that bullshit.
I'm glad she ran out of bullets on that motherfucker.
So I need to know, why is it that they feel that they can't keep the secrets that you share with them? Even in a courtship, I've seen it in business relationships. It just seems like when you don't do business anymore, the loyalty and trust or whatever is gone. When I'm still like, just because we don't do business anymore don't mean we can't be friends. And I don't want to talk about you. I love you. I mean, am I the only sap left?
No, the problem is they weren't your friend to begin with. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Stop telling the motherfuckers your damn secrets because they ain't your damn friend. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point I'm trying to tell you.
Hold up, Swerve. Wait a minute.
Swerve, can you be my friend?
So,
no.
So what you?
I'm all booked up on friends. Go ahead, Mama Rosa.
You know what? You always get on air and mistreat me.
Because ain't nobody stunned what the fuck you got to say.
Bitch, you just hating because I don't want to
so,
be your
first of all, I'm trying to hear what the fuck Swerve talking about. Ain't nobody
you
stunned
are my arch
on my Lady Libra.
Ain't nothing.
Girl, go on back to your Moscato, boo. Go on, pick the cup up, boo. Matter of fact, go boo-boo. I know your stomach hurts. Go use the bathroom. I know your stomach fucked up. I'm just that bullshit. Anyway, Swerve.
Go ahead, girl.
So you were saying friends. When you know, they got to be your friends to tell your secrets, right? If y'all friends, you'll tell secrets, right?
If it's something you don't want to get out, you know what I'm saying?
Swerve said, well, you got to be friends to tell a secret, so I'm your friend. You still ain't going to tell me?
No.
Are you still messing with that man? You've been messing with that man for 2 days.
Man,
that bullshit, you need to shut the hell up.
Adam already gave you all the secrets.
She ain't gonna keep on this street straight like
that. Oh, Lord. Lady Libra.
What?
You must want me to crank this motherfucking Tahoe up. Keep on now. Keep on now. Southside, stand up. You already know
you
what
trust
it is.
You to be at
my
your door.
My folks just checked me. Get on that bra.
You can trust
y'all.
That she gonna be at your door.
You already got a husband.
Y'all heard me say hey. I ain't gonna say hey no more. Hello.
Oh, we hear you. Hey, Sean.
Oh, What's happening, Sean? All right, like that.
This is not your week, Mr. Peasy. This is not your week.
Don't
how y'all know?
Yes, it
started.
Is. My birthday coming up. This is my week.
I know.
You better believe
that.
That.
All the comp you need.
Hey, I can do what I want to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all know something. My birthday is coming up this weekend, and I'm finna start. I'm going to crank up right now. Sean, if you talk to me like that one more motherfucking time, this is
what
exactly what I'm going to
do.
Let's
get it, Sean. Oh, it's that shit right here, nigga. Let's go.
Y'all tripping. I'm
wow.
Just fine.
I like it.
Mama Rossi.
I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, you got a little sports for our callers today? We want to hear a little sports news today.
I do. What's up, world? This Mama Rossi coming to you with some sports. Hope y'all ready tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, hating ass. Oh, I'm so sick of her. Damn, let me tell y'all something before I be professional real quick. Lady Libra, you got one more again now to interrupt me when I do my motherfucking thing. Now, I'm telling you.
You need to start writing people up and come on the show high.
You need to put yourself on mute while I do this sports. How about that?
How about you go to hell? Please.
Anywho, what's up, world? I'm going to take this thing to New England real quick. Let's see what's going on with the Patriots. Attorney Tim DePiro says he's been let go as the agent for New England Patriots wide receiver Randy Moss. DePiro said Moss, who was entering his 13th NFL season, told him he no longer needs an agent. DePiro says he's still rooting for Moss, though. He wants him to get an elusive Super Bowl ring before he retires. DePiro's association with Moss goes back 15 years to when he was a player's attorney after Moss's senior year at DuPont High School. So, looking into this world, I mean, me and Josh is over here contemplating that. We think Randy Moss is trying to retire. I mean, we all know he the greatest live, and I got much respect for Randy Moss, but if he don't get a Super Bowl ring this year, it look like he going to hang it up. So, shouts out to Randy Moss. You know, hope he get his ring, because if not, he ain't going to be playing ball no more. And that's Mama Rossi with the sport.
That's what's up. We'll take him in Jacksonville.
Yeah, we'll take him in Atlanta. Shit. Yeah. With him and Finneran and Tony Gonzalez? What?
Nah, he'll get to Atlanta and end up fucking around with Hot Talk Radio. Tequila have him as a host on the show. And his whole career gone.
You know how this, I mean, I'm looking for new and exciting things. I'm ready to get rid of this Mama Hot TV. What is it, Mama Hot?
Who?
They go Mama Rossi job gone because we got Randy Moss. It's all fucked up. I ain't breaking up happy home.
Yes, and that's an arch nemesis for your ass. I've never seen an arch nemesis that be cheering you on, you know, from a high, you know, go, go, go. Yeah, you doing that shit. Then turn around and get on the show. I can't stand you. I hate your guts. I hope you die tomorrow. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. This bitch got me tossed up.
Man, okay, Wendy Libra. I mean, Lady Libra. Go there. Go there.
That's why I'm trusting. That's why I don't trust your ass. That's why I don't trust you.
I don't
know you'd be
ball
like that, Lady Libra.
Wendy Libra. I mean, Lady Libra.
Damn.
I do not.
How you doing? How you doing?
I do not look like a fucking man. You gonna respect me and everything I stand for.
How you doing?
Shout out to 904-235. We see you. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Shout out to 706-718. Thanks for listening. 444-461. Thanks for listening. 904-662. 904-207. 444-275. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The switchboard.
Oh, look at her. See what I'm saying?
I feel like I was going to say the mother's mold is having
now
a
congratulations.
Stevie.
What's happening?
Now that I think of it, she do sound like Wendy Williams, though. She got that rasp in her voice.
Ooh. But she kind of built like her, though.
That's an ugly woman,
like
though.
Y'all the same.
Hey,
I
don't trust her. I don't trust her to do nothing but look like a man. That's RuPaul's little brother.
How you doing?
Yeah.
You know what? I have never seen her. Can somebody text me a picture of her? Or email?
Okay.
All you got to do is turn to BET at 11 o'clock. He'll be all over TV.
No.
Either that or just... YouTube, Hot Talk Radio, and click on Tequila Lady Libra.
Yes, that's what I was
going to
say. I knew that's where Mama Rossi was going, so I just go ahead and say it for her.
Took the words right out of my motherfucking mouth.
I'm a bad mama jamma. I'm all of that. And then I got the brains to go with it. So if you click on my page, you ain't going to see nothing but brilliance, okay?
I hear you.
A caramel stallion. How about that?
You
a super
big ass head.
Yeah, it's big, baby, because it's so full of knowledge.
A big ass head, like Bill.
Yeah.
That's why you're so goddamn smart, that big ass brain you got.
Yeah, my uncle had two brains, and I must have got two brains too. They didn't check to see how many I had.
That shit ain't
Shout
cute.
Out to 678-333. Welcome. That number looks familiar, but hey, welcome.
Yeah, I bet it that,
do. Yeah, cause I'm so, you know,
every number looks familiar. Every time somebody calls a switchboard, damn 770-255 look for me.
You said magazine over here looking at the switchboard with me, bitch. That's
man, whatever, ho. Whatever.
Hey, Sean. Sean, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Can I ask you a question?
Sean wrestling right now.
I was saying, is he trying to get that damn blender plugged up?
Yeah, I'm going to hell. How about that?
Sean, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can ask me anything.
Well, you know, we sent up here. Mama Rossi kind of laid it down from the trust between how male and female deal with each other. But you know, we want to know like what type of things would make you not trust somebody in a relationship.
Checking my damn phone when I'm sleeping.
Oh shit! I do that.
You don't pay no bills around here.
Fuck that! I ain't gonna check my.
I mean, but what drives you to do that?
Let me lay down the rule about the phone situation and how
lay
I feel.
Lay it down.
Okay. Now, see, there are statute of time and limitations on shit we do. You understand? Okay. If I've been with you for a month, I ain't got no business touching your phone. If I've been with you for a year, I ain't got no business touching your phone, okay? So I say from a year to 2 years, no, you know, you don't have no business touching each other's phone. I really don't want you to wake up in the morning to see you next to me. But any time after that right there, I can take your drawers if I want to. You understand?
That's just downright sick. I ain't checking
shit.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Yeah, why would you do that, though? Like, what would make you do that? That's what I'm asking.
Hold on. It ain't about what makes you do it. It should be an open line of communication. See, my phone can lay on the thing. I don't care who calling this thing. Because, see, I don't put my phone in mute. I answer my phone. I don't care who around me. It could be your mama, daddy calling me. I'm going to answer your phone because I don't have anything to hide. If we don't have
If you with that, don't mean the guy got to be with that. You know what I'm saying? That's your side. That's your rule.
No.
He tells you that, it's okay for you to check my phone. You ain't got no right checking no phone. You ain't paying no bills around here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Wait, you know what?
I'm opening my mail.
Yeah, even if we pay the same bill, we ain't got the same phone number, so why you answering my phone?
We ain't got rain mouth. If your man come to my house, you better believe I can open it.
Well, let's say it don't come over there.
My man ain't coming to your house.
Okay, so hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all losing me. Josh, can I check your phone?
Oh, shit. Here we go to the divorce court again.
I just want to know because I'm saying we got trust issues, and I need to know why my husband. I want to know why his metro is always face down underneath the mattress. What's wrong with your phone?
It light up at night.
His shit, you know, he tell me, baby, my phone charged. That shit be charging for 72 hours.
Exactly,
well,
the battery week.
Metro, yeah, Metro my ass.
Hey, that man don't like for the phone. The light be disturbing his sleep at night.
But hold up, not only that, he was just walking around the motherfucking house looking suspicious and shit. He done went in the bathroom, don't crack the door, don't tow a piece of the damn plastic off the tissue roll. I said, what the hell is you doing? Oh, I need me something for my blunt in the morning. I'm like, then you taking your phone with you? What the fuck?
What's wrong with that?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you about trust issues. We have so many problems with trust.
You should be happy you got a man that's by his business.
My thing about trust is, it's like this right now. Why should we lie? We grown. When you older than 25, 30 years old, and you got children, and you paying bills, so why lie? You know what I'm saying? It's so many women so acceptable to anything and all kinds of bullshit, so why are you going to lie for it? You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100, as y'all like to say. Me and
yeah, but why, well, why don't you just ask then instead of checking his phone? Whatever he tell you,
exactly.
That's what it is. Why you can't trust that?
But no, like you said, see, that's the kind of relationships I have. You can answer my phone, I can answer yours. See, mine know how to come through the door. You understand, sir? Mine know how to come through the door. You have a problem with something I'm doing, you're going to be honest enough to tell me. That means the shit going to stop. You know what I'm saying?
So, Sean, what you're saying is the lie, you just can't take the lie. The lies is just...
Yeah.
Hey, this your boy.
Them women be lying again. Do you hear me?
No, we do not. Don't sit there and tell that lie.
I get lied to.
Oh, who's lying to you, Feezy?
You lie to me every day.
That's not true. I never lie to you. I'm not with any.
You tell me a different lie every day.
That is not
Sean.
True. I don't mean to.
Hey.
Did the person you was with, did they okay that you checked their phone?
Yeah, we had that kind of relationship, so you know, he started cheating, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you think you did care, well, you know, then you don't want nobody with you through everything. You know. Then we have issues. Other than that, we never had no issues.
Okay. At any point in that relationship did he say, okay, I don't want you checking my phone?
Yeah, when he started tricking off.
Okay, well, did you still check his phone?
Then he made it hard for me to check it because you left his phone.
Oh, that ain't what I asked. Did you still check his phone?
Yeah.
All right. Disrespectful. Why didn't you trust that man wasn't bullshitting when he said he didn't want you to check his phone?
What you mean? The same way that chick called me in my question.
Okay, but you
supposed to. When I put away the phone call, like I told
that man
chick,
say he didn't
her.
Want you checking his phone. He didn't want you checking his phone.
Why not?
Because it wasn't your phone. It ain't your phone.
It probably wasn't. And I can honestly tell you that. You gotta understand that. I can honestly say, okay, Sean, you shouldn't probably been checking his phone. Okay, dude. Come on now. It's gonna take a real woman to tell you that she checks your phone. You understand that? A lot of women love
the
life
and all. No. See, that's a misconception. It take a real woman not to check the motherfucking phone and to just haul ass. If you want to leave a nigga because you don't trust him, then dip right off the bat. You ain't got to start checking phone to look for evidence.
Let me tell you something. A woman just don't up and start checking your phone. If she got to have feelings for you. Now, she's a fool. Like I said, it's statutes of limitations on when a woman should be checking your phone. Y'all need to be answering each other's phone or anything like that. If you're first in a relationship and somebody's checking your phone, leave that fool. She is a nutcase, okay? They got a check waiting on that person.
So just because you got some longevity in the game, they give you different rights and certain rights?
Yeah.
I'm with Sean on that one. I tell you what. Over here, I check draws. I check everything, honey.
Well, hold on.
DJ Sweet.
Anything goes if it's a green.
DJ Sweet, did you hear this?
It is foolish.
Man, it sounds like a bunch of mess to me, man. I'm telling you, man.
Can you give us some clarity? Go ahead and give us some clarity right now.
I'm telling you, all this insecurity that we got on this radio, man, is killing me over here, man.
Let him talk, please.
The reason why I call it insecurity is because, you know, if we're in a relationship and we know that we're together, it shouldn't matter who we talk to, what's in our phone, whatever going on, because if a nigga check your phone, the first thing y'all going to do is erase all your text messages. You're going to erase all your numbers, so you're going to cover your ass. So whenever a nigga do check your phone, you're going to be in the clip. Same thing with niggas, but we should be grown, man. We shouldn't have to go through all that checking nigga phones and checking people's phones and all that shit, man, because we together, man. We together. You dig?
That's my point, though.
Why does
that
work?
You know what I'm saying?
Why does that word insecurity always have to come up when something is afflicted by a woman giving you the blues, as you guys would say, as far as me checking a woman?
Because that is insecurity. That is a form of insecurity. Whether you hear that term or not.
It don't matter to me if you check my phone regardless because I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do regardless. So I don't really give a damn if you check my phone.
You can't answer the question. Sweet, you can't answer. I already jump. If you don't, that person
can't
answer
the question.
You just
can't answer the question.
I'm saying that your question, I mean, your answer is invalid because, I mean, it doesn't matter if that person, you and your woman or whoever, your significant other, is checking your phone or going through your phone or she answer your phone because you already know you're going to do what you want to do. You guys have that perfect understanding. You understand? It's totally
right.
Different. Like I said from the beginning. Yeah, it's totally different. If you, I mean, why does it have to be an insecurity if I'm talking, checking, going through your phone?
That's childish. You still want to go through a nigga phone anyway. Anybody, who can be talking to anybody? All the contacts that we have in our phones is our contacts, man. It's not your contacts. You know what I mean? That's childish, man. You know what I mean? We grown-ass
exactly.
People. Why in the fuck do you want to check my phone for anything?
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't want to check my phone.
Exactly.
You know how that shit came?
Right. If I'm your nigga, you shouldn't want to check my phone, man. Because I can give a damn what's in your phone. Because I don't give a damn who you talking to. You're my girl. You dig?
And you know how she proved that it was insecurity? You know how she proved it was insecurity? Because she said from the beginning of the relationship up to...
All right, world, I had to do what I had to do. Now, we have a caller family, and I'm trying to let you all know that we can go back and debate with each other all night long, even after the show is over with. But when we have a caller, we want to respect our caller because we want them to continue to raise their hand. And I fired the AK 2 times, and I tried to get your attention. No one could hear me because my voice is so low. So now I'm going to bring everybody back to the line, and we're going to go ahead and talk to Neon. She has a question. Let's go. Easy?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you on live?
Is she there?
I'm bringing everybody back. I'm getting ready to bring Neon on.
Y'all play nice together. It was getting a little heated there.
That's all good.
Hello.
Rough.
Hi, Neon.
Hey. It's my turn.
Hi, welcome to High Talk Radio.
Thanks. I just have a comment. At what level, where's the privacy as far as you checking my phone, me checking your phone? I don't understand that because regardless of whether you've been together 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, there's no reason for you to check each other's phone at all. Plain and simple. If you are satisfied with who you are, whether you male or female, and you know what you bring to the table, it doesn't matter what bruh doing in the street. It don't matter what gal doing in the street. Handle yours. As long as you know what you're doing, as long as you know what you do, why are you worried about the next one? They're not worried about you.
Ooh.
They could care less. They really could care less. So don't check my phone. No, I don't want you checking my phone. Because when we married, I'm still not going to check your phone. You still not going to check my phone because it's a level of privacy. That's my privacy. That's your privacy. Because when we together.
Preach.
Let me tell you something. I got eight brothers, so I know how the game goes. I got eight brothers, and I got a sister, and I'm the baby, and I'm 37. Baby, when you content in who you are, yes, it is insecurity. Because if you weren't insecure about what you were doing, you would have no reason to check his phone. If he was insecure, he wouldn't have no reason to check your phone. So obviously, it's something missing that you feel like you're not doing, or it's something missing that he feel like he's not doing, that he worried about somebody else going to come in, or she worried about somebody else going to come in and do what you're not doing.
The doors of the church are now open.
I know. I don't feel like you went for me.
I'm going to tell you before you give your rebuttal. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the next song. We're going to cool off. We're going to cool off the mic. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got, it's Hot Talk Radio, and y'all got it on fire. Do you hear me?
Go to the church are open. Great.
Y'all got it on fire. And I appreciate all the love and all that we getting.
We have a selection
Lady
Libra. For the choir.
Lady Libra. I'm coming back to you, baby. I'm coming
Let's
back to
Let's go to the congregation of hell. Let's go to the congregation
of
hell.
He's telling me he just turned 30, having dreams of being single forever. He's getting worried and I'm scared too, cause I'm in the same boat. Good women are rare too, none of them have came close to me. I haven't changed much, you know how I play it, better safe than sorry. Instead of searching for substance at every single party, baby, being part of this life, I feel like I'm bound to end up with somebody that's been with everybody. I need you to rescue me from my destiny. I'm trying to live right and give you whatever's left of me. You know life is what we make it, and a chance is like a picture. It'd be nice if you just take it, or let me take it for you. I'm just down a ride, we can roll around the city till you finally decide. I got more than a thing for you, tattoo and an ink for you, right over my heart, girl. I do the unthinkable.
Yeah, to cool that off. It was going in. Lady Libra, you there? She's not with me.
She done fell asleep.
Who fell asleep?
Swerve G, you there?
Moscato.
There she go.
I need
there
to read. I got to reread the topic. Welcome, world. We're back, and we're an hour into the show, and I need to go ahead and let everybody know what we're talking about for those that have just jumped in and started listening, because I'm getting a lot of texts. What's the topic? So let me go ahead and reread it, so that way we can bring everybody up to par. To trust or not to trust, that is the question. Well, world, for those that tuned in Sunday, we are keeping our promise. Technical difficulties cause us to freestyle the show, literally. Shh, it's a secret Sunday. We'll be intertwined with today's show. Topic, who do you trust? Does trust really exist? To what extent do you trust the closest person to you? Who do you trust to hold your biggest, darkest, deepest secret? When a relationship has come to an end, why does the outpouring of secrets start? Can trust survive after a relationship is dead? Talking about all kinds of relationships, not just courtships. Doctors can set you free. That's if you want to be. Let's go. All right. We got some calls. We're going to bring them on. Doctors are going to answer the questions and fix this, because we got to fix the world one show at a time. Welcome to High Talk Radio. Anything goes. Nothing is taboo, so we hope we don't offend you. For those of you all that are listening from your phone and desire to say something, press 1. Your hand will fly up on the switchboard, and either I, Lady Libra, or Feezy would bring you on. So that way you will be heard. So right now we got Sinclair from Chi-Town, and we got Sean from Chi-Town. So let's bring them on and see what's up. Sinclair?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, man, chilling in the shot. How's everything going down there in A-Town?
Sean Bell from Todd, how you see?
It's wonderful. A little thundering, you know, going on, but.
Oh, yeah.
Sean,
okay, well,
we got two people from the Chi-Town.
What's up? What's happening, y'all? Sean, what's the business?
What's going on, man?
What's up, everybody?
Okay, so what is this topic that we're going to start talking about right now?
Well, we're talking about to trust or not to trust. That is the question.
Okay, well, can I comment on this to Sinclair?
Oh, sure, go right ahead.
All right, this is for the ladies out there.
Okay.
Do women trust their men? First of all, do the women trust their men? That's the first question.
Lady Libra, do you trust your man?
Lady Libra ain't got no man, so that question don't pertain to her. But
well, Lady Libra has a group of men.
She is married, and don't you forget it. She is married.
Thank you. Several husbands.
We're going to get on that topic about marriage, because, you know, I'm married myself. But, you know, that's the main question. That's the main question that should be stated. Do the women trust their men? Because half the time, women don't trust their man.
Mama Rosa
don't. She do is beg him for a secret every day. Give me a secret. Go back 10 years.
You know
I promise
what?
I won't.
First of all, me and Josh, we got our own thing going on.
Outside the 407.
We got our own thing going over here, man. And okay, first of all, every marriage is not perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called, you know, through thick and thin, when you say your vows, till death do us part, all that means something. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have tests, but you got to fight through it. Our marriage ain't perfect. I ain't going to sit here in front and say it is. Okay, yeah, we got trust issues, but guess what? Guess who laying in the bed holding me right now?
I know that's right.
You feel me?
Thank you for holding my marriage. Calm down.
He ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I love him to death. That's my best friend. But, yeah, we do got trust issues from stemming from when we were younger. I've been with him since I was 17. He lied, said he was 21 when I met him. He was 16. You feel me? But it's all good. I mean, trust issues, whatever. That's my husband. That's my best friend in the whole wide world. Wouldn't change it for nobody. I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all. I love him to death. It is what it is.
Okay, I got a question I want to ask you. This Sinclair on the real note. What if you was getting a text from another guy only on a friendship basis, especially if you had dated him in the past? How would your man feel about that?
Well, I can go two ways, and I'm gonna be upfront and real about this question now.
All right, cool.
It can go two ways. If I was getting a text message from a guy that I previously dated, or whatever the case may be, it would be up to me to tell Josh and say, baby, look, sudden such, I seen sudden such at Chevron yesterday. You know, he was with his wife, whatever, whatever. If it's to the point where I got to hide it, then that's deceit. Then I'm cheating. Then it's something going on, because you should be able to tell your mate what it is if it ain't nothing there.
And I'm glad you said that, baby, because a lot of brothers out there need to hear that coming from a woman's standpoint.
I mean,
yeah, that's her. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like a brother, like
me. I've been
married for 5 years, and you know the thing is with trust. I trust my lady. My lady trusts me. My lady know exactly the type of brother I am. I'm a straight up real nigga. Can't get no realer than me. But the whole point is, you know, half of the conversations that you hear, it's always the woman complaining about what a man do. But my thing is, you know, women are the ones that half of the time cause the problems. In my point of view, because the point of view of the standoff is, if a woman is being faithful, if a woman is doing what she should be doing, there shouldn't be no sneaky categories going on in that relationship from the beginning anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you get the trust back?
How do you get the trust back
once it's broken? That's my question.
You got to find out where the, you got to find out first thing is first is if where it came, where the trust came from the beginning. And then you
okay,
go back
so if you know where it came from the beginning.
Well, a lot of people got a different opinion on it. A lot of people's trust factor come from, excuse my French, hey, I trust you if you give me some pussy, or I trust you if you give me dick. It ain't even about all that. A lot of people look at it on that category, though.
Welcome, Chris. We have Chris that stepped on the line as well. Chris is from California. He's in California. Chris, did you want to add something to the statement, or did you have a separate question?
Well, no separate question. I was just listening to everyone, and, you know, my opinion on it all is I deeply believe in accountability, and I live by he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Amen.
We get nowhere by casting stones. We get nowhere by casting stones. Accountability is the problem to a lot of relationships because people don't want to come up forward about fucked up shit that they done in their life or to their man or whatever. So, you know, and it could go both ways. Don't get me wrong. I understand the girl's point of view, and I also understand the dude's point of view.
Right.
But the key thing it is if the love is real, don't matter what goes on, you will always still love that person. You know, one thing I learned to do was stop letting shit get to me, because, you know, the hardest thing I had to live with is that no matter what goes on in life, we always get over it.
You know
I'm not the type of person that shit stress me out. It is what it is. You know what? That's on you. You want to do some fucked up shit. It's just know that when it come back to haunt you, don't be mad.
I know. I agree with that brother.
Freddy.
He just got
Hey, the man got some sense. You know what I'm saying? He's saying everything that I've been trying to tell you since 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? California style.
As Dr. Flores.
California style.
We're going to also have to realize, too, this is simple shit about life. Everything that's going on in your life, whether it's fucked up or whether it's good, it came from a choice and a decision that you made. So if fucked up shit is going on in your life, you need to start making better decisions, because you're obviously making fucked up decisions because that's what you keep getting in return.
Exactly. Like the old saying is, if you lay up with a person that ain't going to try to be there for you on the real note, then, hey, it's going to be problems from the beginning.
Exactly. And see, the thing it is, we look at our grandparents. Look at our grandparents who've been married for over 30, 40 years and shit like that. You ever want that type of love? you're going to have to endure some bullshit from your mate. Because trust me, your grandma and granddaddy may not have said nothing to y'all because y'all ain't asked, but I bet you they got some stories behind them 40, 50, 60, how many years they've been together.
But you know
what they do?
Hey, this is
all right, people. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Hey, it's 10:15. It's time for us to go into our next song. Take a break. Stay on the line. We're going to come back and keep the segment going. It's hot. It's spicy. The numbers are up and everything is looking well. We just got to play our song, catch our breath, and come right back.
One time for my folks out there in Chi-Town. I see you, baby. Twin folks. Obama's in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, definitely, baby.
2240 You know we got that Obama money, right? Yeah. Matter of fact, we counting them right now. I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket. Hey, Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it. I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool.
With these
Obamas. I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey,
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it. I got Obamas in my denim, $100 pair I'm wearing, like my pocket filled up with millions.
Hey.
My flow is off the ceiling, with my money, yes, I be spending. Got me feeling like I'm Nino, acting just like I'm a
villain.
Hey. I'm an animal, I'm a problem. No, sir, I cannot be tamed. When it comes to Barack Obamas, I do away with pocket change. This recession, copping jewelry, my designer Louis V. Way beyond fly, see my pilot taking us overseas.
Hey.
Loaded, loaded, overloaded, yeah, my jeans are overflowing, like this silk rock that I'm pouring, filling up my cup with a little bit of orange, now we pouring out of state, packing clubs and coliseums, that's why I be wearing shades, haters sweat, I don't
I got Obamas in my pocket, got Obamas in my pocket, hey.
Obamas in my pocket, ain't no way that you can stop it, I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool,
with these Obamas,
I got Obamas in my pocket, got Obamas. My flow is nasty, other words unsanitary. You said you hot as me, first, no, secondary. Do you understand it clearly? You can't relate, fam, cause I'm ballin' out of this world, so you can call me Space Jam. Money was prescribed as my medicine. Homie, I have evidence, this right, this shit's a heritage.
Hey.
Do you know your history? You don't, well, go and look it up. You can call me the cable man, yes, fam, I'm about to hook it up. So why you in my target? Officer, what the charge is? 25 to life, cause we banging out the hardest. These Obamas in my pocket just refers to having profit. 24/7 equals the grind. Do you agree? Well, get behind it.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket. Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas. I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
Hey.
E, my lead lady got an office job. Green money, white house, stay low-key in an armor car. Big doors, marble floors, top flight security. The size of my guard, like the Statue of Liberty. You talking reckless,
man.
Go check our record,
man.
You get the message,
man.
Very impressive.
Man.
You see us go hard like we rocking in a mosh pit. You can't help but see us cause we stick out like a bird. It's on the hood of your Suburban. You take time and wipe it off. Tony Danza on these mo. Y'all know who's the boss. There's no replacement. Your money's lower than the basement. We hustle till we ancient. Can't keep up with all your age.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket.
Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
I'm cool,
I'm cool,
I'm cool,
I'm cool,
with these Obamas.
Shout out to 20 folks out there. Obama's in my pocket. We got Sean going to break up a little bit of this news. We're going to talk politics and politics. Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why don't you go ahead and lace us with some of that headline news, baby?
What's really going on here, I'm talking about some news here in Atlanta. We have a situation, actually this press hit Newsline back in January about two 15-year-old twins who actually killed their mothers, Maya and Tashmaya Whitehead. Now they're finding out that the two girls were coerced into killing their mother. The mother's boyfriend, who was actually good 30 years ahead of her, actually was the one who really realized that they just didn't do that on their own, that everything was going fine. And I bring that up to say that a lot of times people, we think we know what's going on in someone else's home, when actually you really don't. You know, no disrespect to the mother, but, I mean, it was kind of hard for her to bring two twins up out of your mother's house who raised them, and then you take them into your own home, and you're trying to befriend them, and, you know, you're going to have situations. I'm so empathetic towards the fact that this lady is dead at this point in time. I'm also have empathy towards the twin girls. You know, what happened in want them to, or make them want to kill their own mother, you know, that's your mom, you know. I don't know how a lot of people feel about their mother, but I love my mom. My mom's like the world to me. And now these girls are looking at life in prison for something that no one even knows what even happened, because they're not talking, you know. So I had to bring that to the news, because that's been on my mind, been weighing heavy on my heart. So, hey. It's the hot talk news for tonight.
That is very definitely some hot talk right there.
It's fucked up, too.
Yeah. Swerve, you on the line, boy?
See
you.
I'm so far.
Tequila, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I want to go ahead and let everybody know about the Gemini Wine Mixer. It's coming up Saturday, June the 12th. The admission is $15 at the door. $10 in advance from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. If you get there between 7 and 8, they got complimentary drinks. Don't know how. Taste all the wines, get drunk, fall in the flow. Do you. Divine Elements Entertainment presents Divine Body Soul. If you want more information, you can contact Fred Falworth, 770-256-9353, or Reginald Johnson at 770-905-4914. It's going to be at our place, 3387 Main Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30337. They are also on Facebook. So, Hot Talk Radio will be in the building. We will be in the building. Maybe not sober, but we will be in the building.
Now, where is this going to be at? Where is it? Where is it going to be at?
I said our place, 3387 Main Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, the name of it is Our Place.
Exactly, Bakery and Cafe.
Gotcha. See, I'm like, what?
If I get there 5 minutes early, hopefully they'll open the door and I can get a jump on the wine drinker.
See what I'm saying? For you, lane to lane drunk. Check out his promo. You'll see how he do it.
Don't judge me.
Oh, yeah, Swerve. I ain't know you got the license plate, boy.
Oh, yeah, my boy.
He say Swerve,
you
know what I'm saying?
G on that ass. What y'all swerving on the now? Lane to
lane. Lane to lane, baby.
I call my jigs with a G stack, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get it in.
I'm just trying. I'm just going, you know, to trust or not to trust. That is the question.
I see we had my dog Juicy on the line, and Fat came back too. Fat, you there?
You got Fat,
I'm
up?
Here. What's up?
Fat,
love you. I love you so much.
You love
you
everything. I don't trust you.
Why you don't tell me you love me, Fly? You don't love me?
You know, Fly, I love you.
I love you.
I don't want to love. Yeah, think about it.
It wasn't real anyway.
That's why I had to let you know.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust me. Shit. It's different when you don't trust yourself.
Damn. I trust you to be me.
Don't do me like that.
Where's my Sean?
She on here.
I'm talking about my man, Sean.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
Hey, Tequila.
Yes.
What, boy? Hey. What?
Fat be tripping. Fat be
tripping.
What's that? Tell me something.
When y'all going to have
some night?
Fat.
What are y'all going to have? F-A-T. You can trust fat to be in the street.
I know, right? Fat be in the street. Fat got a hood. Fat. What you got for me today?
Oh,
what's going on in the street?
Hey, I'm chilling tonight. I don't know what's going on tonight, but tomorrow is always pinups. 2788 East Princeton Leon. That's where it's going down at tomorrow.
You done got a peek into that place, dude.
Hey, you should be
look,
too. You
they
was
know
on the pole.
They know us in now, so I can't help but get addicted to it.
Hey, this off the subject, but just to let y'all know, Ellie should. Jesus should be addicted to it too, because he was swinging on the pole in there.
Wow!
Where
was I when he was doing that? I
would have
tipped him.
Hey, I was heavily drinking that night. So.
Wow!
And the only reason I brought that up, Jesus, because I heard you tried to shine on me on Sunday, so I'm gonna let the world know that you was on the pole.
You got to go look
like
good.
A
Amateur night.
Did nobody take that? Hey, did nobody take that? No, we were too busy laughing. And we like, number one, you too big for that damn little pole.
I was on the little one that sit in the middle of the room, the little one-man pole or the one-girl pole. You know what I'm saying? But I was standing on that watching the boxing match. And then the boxing match was over, and the girl asked me to get down because she wanted to dance, so I slid down, and then I say, that's how you do it. And then next thing you know, niggas talking about, niggas start throwing dollars at me and shit like that.
Wow.
You know
what I'm saying? I got to say something. I know if I don't do this. For those of you all that don't know, in Hot Talk Land, Feezy is about 7 foot tall, so that is not a good look for him to be flying down poles and shit. And he's a jolly green giant. Now we can go back.
Don't judge me. I made $30 that night.
Hey.
They wanted you to sit down. That's what they.
I got it.
Hey man, I didn't gave him two, man. You wasn't listening for? Hold on, let me see. No, nah, man, we got to check us out Thursday.
Yeah, it's 10:30. You need to go ahead and bring something for them nice and to get them relaxed so they'll start back trusting their man. My brother used
it's
to call in about to suck the bus the whole trust.
It's too late.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I did have a song lined up for tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I've been waiting for a perfect time to play it. You know, I guess it's the perfect time. Gucci Mane, Ludacris. Don't trust him.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I know you love her, but you did not trust her.
yeah, I know that love will
loot us.
Yeah, I know that love will put you bit.
You traded truth.
Yeah, I know that love will.
Taking it from H-Town to the H-Town.
Yeah, I know that love.
Back to H-Town. Check it out.
I know you love her, but you bit not trust her. Call her in VIP, making love in the club to Usher. She begging for my pipe to come beat it up till it suffer. You would think that she was signed to the NFL the way she keep calling me to come rush her. Nigga, you tripping, you claiming you need her. I told you play your position. Like your gal doing the truck on my lap while her clothes is missing. Watch me blind her with this game, take aim and blind her with this glisten. Catch a quickie with my Nikes on my feet, I'm on a mission. I'm a gangster from the hood that leave boppers with all they hope on. They treat them like these swingers. I'm tipping and get my poke on. They call it suicide cause I gave her something to choke on. And plus she know the way I get to the door with my notes on. Yeah, I know you stressing, but homie, she ain't the business. Anytime she see a gangster, she quick to switch up her image. A freak like Superhead don't know much about academics. So I give her head exams and get rid of her when she finished.
You can't find this on the internet.
Yeah, I know you love her, but you bet not trust her. Better put your bitch in handcuffs, cause a nigga named Ludacris makes that trust her. Bust her wide open, bust her wide open. I beat that pussy purple like the stuff that I'm smoking. Get a dose of the purple potion, three-wheel motion, toasting cup to the sky. They say it's not the size of the boat, but the motion in the ocean. I say, bitch, you the lie. When I insert, I'll have you gone. Make you leave your man alone. Have you begging me to take a picture on your camera phone. And it's on, it's out of sight. Shots of Patron, another night. Face down, ass up, throw it back, get it right. And you've been Captain Saving I, constantly just taking her. I test her with my number two pencil, then I'm erasing her. I tried to tell you not to trust her, dawg. I work her out, especially when Luna flexes muscles, dawg. I guess what I'm trying to say, I know you love her, man. But every night my private dick goes undercover, man. Luna!
Hello?
Yeah, you got me on something?
I'm just trying to find out what was going on. You know, when you got two people working the switchboard, they can get a... I told Maura pull it up so he can see how it goes as well. But however, welcome world, welcome ATL, welcome our friends over in Africa and Germany and all the other countries. And, you know, thank you all for tuning in and listening. I just like to stop and, you know, acknowledge people. We got Polar that's unchecked in now, so we're going to hit his ass with the question to see just, you know, what's really going on with this, to trust or not to trust. That is the question.
What is it?
Fat Polo, y'all there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What's the question again?
to trust or not to trust? That is the question. I want to know, why is it that it seems like when a relationship has come to an end, why does the outpouring of secrets start? Why all of a sudden now, you know, now you trusted me when we were in a relationship, friendship, business, whatever we were doing, you trusted me then, but because we decided to part separate ways, why all of a sudden you got to be, yeah, you know, she was seeing three men. I mean, I everybody know that's what I do. Three is a small number. I'm just saying 10. 30. You know what I mean? Why all of a sudden, because the relationship is no longer as close as it was and the loyalty is gone? I mean, what the hell? I'm confused.
Well, all I say is, like, you know what I'm saying, during a relationship, I guess they want to hold back everything. But then when you ain't really, when you're done with that person, you untouched them, then it's just like they want to let everything out and try to embarrass them and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like you feel bad that y'all ain't together, so you try to do stuff to make that person feel bad or try to front them out in front of their peoples or whatever.
I wonder why they got to go to that point.
Being childish, because they're being childish or whatever, when you just need to, you know what I'm saying, once it's over with, just be like, okay, you know what I'm saying, it was good while it lasted, so move on to the, you know what I'm saying, move on and see if you can find you somebody who don't, you know what I'm saying, got them flaws or whatever. And sometimes you had to deal with them flaws, but you just, you know what I'm saying, to be with somebody, you got to learn what to like about them and what not to like about them. So if you don't like something about them, I mean, you got to be straight up with them, because I'm going to be straight up. I ain't going to hide nothing.
Yeah,
if I don't
and
like
then them. I feel like, yeah, and I feel like that, like, if somebody be honest with you from the start or front, that will make you respect them more. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you can tell if you love somebody or not, because if you love them, you go be honest. You know what I'm saying? You go them, you go fight for them, you go, you know, so you got their back.
But
if you
don't
feel
love,
that,
love is,
you
can't
let them.
And you're right. A lot of people
don't love what you feel in your heart. You know, love is, hey, how you doing, baby? You know what I'm saying? Shit, when you down and out, I'm right there. You know what I'm saying? Love is, I'm going to feed your ass when you hungry. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
what,
can tell me. You know
what
I'm saying? Don't
smile
with me.
That's what love is.
It's juicy.
But everything nowadays is fast paced, so everybody think they fall in love within like a week or two, which it ain't even like that. You know, so you have to build up
the
love.
But the way Juicy just said, it is.
Love is a lot deeper than that, trust me.
Now, love, you know what?
I feed a lot of people, so I love them.
You love nobody. You know what I'm saying? Love come in time and trust. Love come in hard time, bad time. We done cried together. We done separated. Realize that. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't want no mother motherfuckers
yeah,
like y'all. Shit, I want two. You know what I'm saying? When I'm trying to be with somebody, this motherfucker on my mind. That's some love. That's some love.
Y'all want me to
be somebody just out over you.
All the ones I told I love, they made me hard.
Yo, Floyd, do y'all want me to tell y'all what love is? This a brother been married for 5 years.
But you know
years.
What? Love go both ways.
Right, you can love somebody,
but you can't make them love you back.
No.
You don't want no love. You got to make it be there. That shit got
that?
To be
who,
there for
wait
you.
Wait a minute. Who is that talking? Who is that talking?
That's Juicy. That's Juicy.
All right. slow down for a minute, baby. Let me tell you what love is. This is a brother that's been married for 5 years. I'm going to tell you what love really is right here. Love is what you make of it. Love is how you feel from your heart from beginning to end. Whatever you married, whatever you got with at the beginning, that's what you got yourself into from the beginning. If you married yourself or if you got with a nigga that ain't shit, you fell in love with him, that's your love. That's not his love. So, I mean, all that what you just got through saying, it makes sense to a cup of tea, but you say you in love, right? I got a question for you. Is he in love with you in the same type of way that you love him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, I mean, yeah. But see, I'm not in a relationship right now, but I'm looking for that. See, I know what to look for now.
Oh,
I've never been married. I see no way. I do no way. When you get married, I'm doing it one time and one time only. That's how I feel. So when I come in it, I'm coming in it. I ain't going to play with it. Why play with it?
Well, your shit is
definitely
you part for real.
My whole point is, and I respect you for that, sister, 100%. When you find that true love that you say you're going to give, the only thing I can say out of this whole ordeal that y'all bring to the table, I'm going to say it like this. Make that man happy.
I feel like,
no offense, guys, I just feel like a lot of guys, I'm not saying all the guys, use that word love loosely. And you can't be telling Sarah and Mary and Kennedy and all the rest of everybody you love them. You can't.
Why not?
Why would you use that word? You can say you like her. I really like you, but I could come
to you and say I love you from a sister standpoint from being religious.
Yeah, it's different kinds of love, but I'm talking about being in love with somebody. I know it's different kinds of love, but guys be telling females, like, I love you.
Nowadays, you got to be straight up because in the beginning,
nigga to feed me. I'm looking for a nigga to be my other half. Nigga, help me out. and not to help you.
Oh, this is a talk show.
Oh, I ain't talking to you, this.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding. Hold on, Juicy. Hold on, Juicy. You sound like you're going to go in. Let me go ahead. We're going to bring it all back. We're going to cool it off. Sinclair, we're going to cool it off. We're going to come back. I'm over because
Juicy,
it's, y'all,
Juicy,
it's been out of line. We got to control the conversation. You're right.
I'm
talking to you. All right, ding, ding, ding. One time. If you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know. If you can't trust them, what's the point of it all?
Exactly.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always fall. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah. And the point of it all, I love you. Yeah. My days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love.
That was beautiful. I mean, you know.
If you're not going to trust me, what's the point? What's the point?
I trust you, baby. But you got to trust me to be me.
I do.
I'm not a one-man woman.
We know.
I'm not a one-man woman.
If anybody heard me when that song was... If anybody was with me while that song was playing right then, I would have told him I loved him. Anybody who was with me while that song was playing right then, you got told that I love you. And it would have been real.
That's where that fatal attraction shit come in right there. The bullshit. That's bullshit. That's where that fatal attraction come in. That nigga said he loved me, man. What? What? Where he said I'll be sitting in front of the door? See, look.
Oh boy!
Look, playing that same song you talking about.
Shouts out to Facebook. Shouts out to Tag. Shouts out to the Ning account. Shouts out to the world. Shouts out to Germany.
I appreciate the conversation.
Shouts out. It's been going down. For those of you all listening, don't worry. It's on demand. Visit the site www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Select the show. Today's topic was to trust or not to trust Tuesday. And then you can listen at your leisure. Rewind it, play it again, see what you missed, see what you can learn. And if you want to laugh your ass off, go back to Shh, It's a Secret Sunday, when the lights went out in Georgia. And Feezy and Swerve was knocking over the turntables at the whole location. Feezy was on the timing snap. My Mariah was cussing out Josh about wanting to hear a secret. It was crazy Sunday. But do you not know I've been getting so many hints and messages concerning that show? And I'm like, what?
Okay.
I said, but Feezy would say, I don't give a damn what go on. You better do that damn show. So I'm sitting in the dog, falling around in the floor, trying to answer the phone. Jamal stepped in. I'm texting him. If you need a computer, call cell phone. He boots his computer up. He jumps in on the switchboard. Then we don't realize, because I'm thinking because we're still talking and we're still alive. Look at these shells. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I started going off in left field. Then we realized that particular person, we needed to recall back into Skype. It was just crazy how the system works. Because those of you all that know, we can do on location from the cell phone. Because when we did Charlanta, when the guys from Chi-Town came down, we went out with them and took them out, and we just, you know, did it out in the town with the cell phone. Feezy was, again, in a runoff, so he wasn't doing the switchboard. So on that particular night when it says Shot Lancer on the switchboard, Feezy wasn't there, so you hear a lot of dead air in between our visits to different clubs and stuff. However, Feezy going to let y'all know Thursday.
Y'all going to have a whole block, about a building, about a studio, hit the whole block. Why not?
I'm with that. I am the block.
I got the block.
Okay, block in the assignment. Okay. So,
fill the block.
Feezy's going to, you know I'm finna start mute, motherfuckers. Don't fuck with me. Now, as of Thursday, Feezy will be announcing if we will start with our 6 days next week, or if he needs to get himself together and try the next week after that. But we are in high demand. The numbers are climbing everywhere. Hot Talk Radio is on everybody's mouth in a good way. You know, I'm not saying I'm going out and sitting on people's faces. It's on people's mouth in a good way. I'm not, you know, riding mouths and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
However,
swerve on bees, okay? For those of you that are tuning in, thank you for tuning in. We welcome you. We love you.
Hold on, I got an announcement.
You heard the man say you got an announcement. That's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah,
you heard that man say
you got
a low budget motherfucker interrupting me.
Dang, y'all snapping on each other.
I do got an announcement before you sign off.
Well, what you should have did was called in at 9 o'clock and made your announcement.
Man, would you just let me say it? It ain't even...
Go ahead, fool. You know I love you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know I've been in the studio hard or whatever. And my homeboy got his mixtape coming out, but my mixtape coming out in August called Hot Talk Radio Volume 1. So we're going to promote the whole radio show, and we're going to take some little scenes. Yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let him announce that.
Yeah, what is going in on that one?
Yeah, my favorite, he knows it.
So I'm going to go in the studio hard.
He's not paying me in a sense. He knows that he's my favorite. Actually, me and Polo together, we just don't want y'all to know it. Go ahead, baby.
Who's the egg on that?
So what I'm going to do on the mixtape, I'm going to take little different parts of different shows and put it on there as commercial so people can see how the radio show is. And when they hear the CD, they'll be like, damn, that's a Hot Talk Radio. And then whenever they get the CD, we're going to try to give them a T-shirt or something that says Hot Talk Radio so they can represent wherever they go.
Hell yeah.
Amen. That's what's
happening
right there.
Hell
yeah, they sound good.
Get one of Juicy. Get one of Juicy.
Already got one. I got some money. And I got a quick
card.
Oh, I
can
buy whatever. I can buy it. I'm ready to
I know
put
you
it on
can,
the
but I want to give it to you. I want to
no.
give it to you.
I ain't got to be fucking mistreated. I'm going deeper. When I say, excuse me, that's what I mean. Now, Polo is one of the clothing designers here at Hot Talk Radio, as well as myself. His clothing line is...
Rich Stars Entertainment.
Stars. I know what the...
Okay, go ahead.
If I could quit being in a fucking rush,
yeah.
I might even say something. You know what? I'm going to start mute, motherfuckers. Keep on fucking with me. You know I'm going to get mad. Now,
yeah, don't try to let her, man.
Stars.
Let the lady speak. Go ahead, baby.
Are you serious? Things
go, boo-boo. Go, boo-boo. Go.
Because, see, I'm going to be fucked up now.
Go.
We got Rich Stars here, and we also have Apple J. We're working on constructing this website so that you'll be able to purchase some of these beautiful T-shirts that we designed. You know, my T-shirts are always off chain. So are Polo. Polo is the one. Also, make sure you visit our different pages to see the different promo videos that are out. If you don't have a clue, just go to YouTube and type in Hot Talk Radio, promo, whatever it will come up. Have fun and enjoy. I want to thank everybody for listening. Tune in Thursday, same time, same place. For those of you that called in and didn't get a chance to talk, try it again Thursday. Maybe you won't be so afraid. Because remember, this is Hot Talk Radio. Nothing is taboo, and we really hope we don't offend you. This Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. And DJ Feezy, take us out, please.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah,
hey,
we going worldwide
hey,
with this
hey,
one. You know
hey,
how we get down here.
Hey, Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
tune in. Make you tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up?